Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome back to another episode of Elevate Your Success 101. It is your favorite host, Self-Paid Rosé, aka the Moneyline Mommy, and we are back with that quality knowledge to help you get past any unforeseen circumstance that may have come in your lifetime. So I want to give you guys that quality knowledge and that great information that can change your situation. So shout out to all my fans, all of my followers. You know, before we get every episode started, I gotta give y'all some love. Y'all support the brand, y'all support the movement. Without the support of you guys, we wouldn't be where we are right now. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and the list goes on and on. So I gotta give a special shout out to all of my fans who give us 5-star ratings and reviews and give us the great positive feedback that we need to keep going next level in everything that we do. So shout out to y'all. We love y'all. Thank y'all for every stream that y'all give us. Without further ado, let's get into today's topic, which is how the law of attraction works. So now when you guys come to the podcast, I want you to come prepared with a pen and a notebook so you guys can take notes and really start to apply the knowledge that I'm giving you guys on a day-to-day aspect. So we're going to start off today's episode with a quote of the day, and today's quote is, money is a servant and you are the master. Never reverse the two. Money is a servant and you are the master. Never reverse the two. I want you guys to write that quote down. That is today's quote of the day, which reads, money is a servant and you are the master. Never reverse the two. Now, on today's episode of Elevate Your Success 101, we will be covering how the law of attraction works. This is going to be a very short episode. It's going to be straight to the point because I want you guys to start to analyze your day-to-day actions and start to really implement these lessons so you can improve at your self-development, right? So we're going to be discussing how the law of attraction works, and it can really be broken down into 3 simple steps, right? What you think you become, what you feel you attract, and what you imagine you create, okay? So I want you guys to write those 3 factors down. What you think you become, what you feel you attract, what you imagine you create. And ultimately, that's how the law of attraction works, right? So whatever's running through your mind on a day-to-day basis, whatever you're thinking about the most, that's what you become. Whatever you feel on the inside, that's what you attract in your lifestyle. And whatever you imagine inside of your mind is what you're going to create in reality. So if you're thinking about positivity, you're thinking about progression, you're thinking about longevity, that's what you're going to become, right? If you feel attractive, you feel happy, you feel positive, you feel inspired, you feel enthusiastic, that's what you're going to attract inside of your lifestyle. But if you feel revenge, you feel angry, you feel greed, you feel envy, you're going to attract those type of individuals into your life. Now, when we talk about 3, what you imagine you create, if you imagine something beautiful, right, if you see it in your mind, you can make it in your reality, okay? So if you imagine yourself having a beautiful relationship, a successful family, a great career, you can go out there and create those things based off what you imagine in your mind because you know exactly what you want your life to look like. So whatever you imagine, you create. Okay, guys, so I want you to start to break down how the law of attraction works and keep it simple. Keep it to these 3 main factors: what you think you become, what you feel you attract, and what you imagine is what you're going to create. So when you're thinking about where you want to go in the next 2 to 3 years of your life, whatever you're thinking about every single day, that's what you're going to become in the next 2 to 3 years. Okay? Now, if you're thinking about growing personally, becoming a better individual, becoming a better husband, wife, brother, sister, whatever it is, whatever you feel, right? Your emotions, your spirit, your intellectual attitude, whatever you feel, that's what you're going to attract. Okay? So whatever you imagine is what you create, whatever you feel you attract, and whatever you think you become. I wanted to come on here today and keep today's episode very simple because the law of attraction is something that we allow to go over our heads too quickly, too often, right? So I want you guys to always break down the law of attraction into these simple 3 factors: what you think you become, what you feel you attract, and what you imagine you create. way. So I want you guys to go out there and live the most prosperous life that you can imagine. I want you to feel what you want to attract. If you want to feel like a positive person, understand you're going to attract positivity in your lifestyle. If you think about being successful, finishing that project, making more money, being a better family member, you will become that, because those are the thoughts that are running through your mind. That's all you can think about all day. So whatever you think about, you will become. Whatever you feel, you will attract that feeling into your life as well. So if you're feeling depressed, you're going to attract depression in your lifestyle, right? If you're feeling enthusiastic, passionate, upbeat, uplifting, right? You feeling great. You feeling like God's greatest gift on earth. Guess what? You're going to attract more individuals who are vibrating on that same frequency as you, right? And if you imagine yourself being successful, dressing nice, smelling good, traveling to the places you've always wanted to go, you imagine yourself having a successful family, a beautiful home, a great career, guess what? You can go out there and you can create that, because that's what you're imagining in your head. That's the motion picture that you're creating for your life. You guys don't understand, you can literally turn your life into a movie, and you can write your own script by following these three factors, right? What you feel, you attract. What you think, you become. And what you imagine, you create. That's as simple as that. That's how the law of attraction works. So when you guys understand, yes, we want to be great. We want to have a phenomenal lifestyle. We want to be flexible. We want to be available to our loved ones. We want to be able to take care of our responsibility. That goes back to our quote of the day. Money is a servant and you are the master. Never reverse the two. You don't want to be the servant and money is the master over you, because that's all you're going to think about. That's all you're going to feel. That's all you're going to imagine. But when you're operating from full circle standpoint and you understand that money is a servant and you are the master, and you realize I'm never going to reverse the two, now you can think different. Right? When you think different, you can become different. Now you can feel different, right? When you have better feelings, you attract better influences in your life. And now you can imagine beyond whatever somebody told you can never do, right? So when you think beyond the sky, right, you understand that there's more to life. There's longevity. There's prosperity. And there's nothing better than you, because you're God's highest form of creation. You're going to start to create some of the most inimaginable things anybody has ever seen, right? You're going to start to create things that people never thought of. You're going to start to move different, walk different, feel different, talk different, and ultimately have a different impact on those around you. So I want you guys to keep it simple on how the law of attraction works. Remember, what you think you become, what you feel you attract, and what you imagine you create. So if you guys found any value from today's episode, make sure you leave us a 5-star rating and a positive review. Head on over to our YouTube channel, Elevate Your Success 101. Make sure you guys subscribe so you never miss a podcast episode. And most of all, make sure you guys shop the brand. We got joggers dropping. We got hoodies dropping. It's hoodie season. You guys know the winner. We want to keep you bundled up. Make sure you guys support the brand with a positive review, a 5-star rating, and subscribe to our YouTube channel so you never miss an episode. Go out there, elevate your success, and remember, you are God's highest form of creation, and can't nobody do it like you. Make sure you elevate your success, and don't nobody tell you you can't be the best.